Chapter 9. Surprise. The next morning, I stopped Erica in the road near my house. She was going to school. "Why did Rosie do it?" I asked. "And why did you help her?" Erica looked like she was going to cry. "If Rosie asks me to do something, I have to do it, or she won't be my friend," she said. "Rosie wants people to feel sorry for her. She's worried that she won't remember the dance for spinning Alice's. Her mum's tired and angry all the time because she has a new baby. She doesn't have time for Rosie. If Rosie doesn't tell lies about other people, nobody will think about her. We tried to play football like your team, but I kicked the ball and it hit her in her face. It was a mistake." Erica looked at me. She had kind eyes. "What are you going to do?" she asked. I didn't know. I felt sorry for Rosie. Her parents didn't have time for her. I understood that. Rosie and I were different, but in some ways, we were the same. We got to school and I stopped at the door. Everybody was already in their classrooms. "You go inside first, Erica," I said. "I don't want Rosie to be angry with you." At break time, I told Miss Williams my problems. "Parents don't always agree. I'm certain that your mother doesn't hate your father, and your father doesn't hate your mother," she said after listening carefully. "They haven't forgotten you." "It's not fair that Rosie always wins," I said. "But I want to do something to her painting. I want it to be as good as new again." Miss Williams helped me to mix the paint colours, and then I worked on Rosie's painting all through break. Rosie, Erica and I stayed behind after school. I showed Rosie the painting. "I'm really sorry about your painting, Rosie," I said. "I've tried to make it better."
"I love it,"
Rosie said, and then she kissed the air on both sides of my face.
"Mwah! Mwah!"
"When can you play football again?" asked Mai. "I don't know," I said. We were talking on the phone, and I wanted to tell her everything. How can I tell her that there is something wrong inside me, I thought, and there are always problems around me because of that. "You made one mistake," Mai said. "This doesn't mean that you have to forget your dream." "You're right," I said. "If I play football, everything feels better." "I'm sorry that I argued with Dad after the match," Mai said. "It's okay," I said. "This weekend, let's celebrate our dreams," Mai said, "even if we make a mistake." On Wednesday, Mrs. Forrest called me to her office. I was a bit frightened and I felt sick. What have I done wrong now? I thought. I knocked on the door. I was very surprised to hear Miss Williams's voice.
"Come in,"
she said. "I'm sorry," I said after I stepped inside.
"Don't worry, Jazz," Miss Williams said. "You haven't done anything wrong. We want to say sorry to you."
"Why?" I asked. Miss Williams looked at Mrs. Forrest. After a minute, Mrs. Forrest started to speak.
"Jasmina, we didn't know that Erica kicked the ball at Rosie. We were, wrong.
This morning, Rosie and Erica came to the office, Miss Williams said. Erica spoke to Rosie, and then Rosie came here and told the truth. You made Rosie's painting better. Now Rosie wants you to play in the final. But we also want you to play in the final on Friday. She looked at Mrs. Forrest. This is a good lesson about looking at things in a different way. How could a week that started badly end this well? In, out, in, out. Are you sure that you're in the team again and that we can win this tournament on Friday? Asked Talia. Everybody laughed and cheered. Mrs. Forrest came to our table and told us to be quiet. I said sorry to my friends. It's been difficult for me, I said. My parents argued a lot, and now my mother is living with her sister. Things are terrible at home. Steph gave me a big warm hug. It's not easy, said Ali. I live with my mum, and I don't see my dad very often. I feel terrible too sometimes. I felt better after talking to my friends. Now some of them understood me. That evening, after our training, Dad said,
I've got a surprise for everybody.
He pulled the most beautiful football shirts I've ever seen from his bag. They were dark purple, and they had three purple stars above the words, Bramrock Stars FC. Then he gave us some purple football socks and some purple shorts.
I love them! Charlie shouted.
Jazz's mum made these, Dad said.
I nearly cried. We all had numbers on the backs of our shirts. Mine was number 3. We were a real team, and these shirts were ours. At home, I had a video call with Mai. I put my shorts and shirt on.
You can do it, Mai said. Shoot for the stars.
Then we said goodbye. There was one last thing to do. After dinner, I went into the garden with Dad to practice penalties. I kicked the ball right into his hands.
Try again, Jazz, he said.
For 10 minutes, I tried again and again. Each time, Dad saved my penalty. I wanted to walk away, but I remembered Rhiannon. She wanted me to be brave. I tried again and again until finally I scored.
Good shot, said Dad.
I missed a lot of shots before I scored that goal. The important thing was that I wasn't so afraid anymore.